In the year 1983, humanity witnessed the dawn of a new age, a technology that would spark a revolution to computers across the globe, a technology like none before. It would allow for everyone on Earth to learn, explore, create, discover, and communicate in a span of time that would have normally taken days, even weeks. This revolutionary technology is the internet. And since its creation, the internet has continued to evolve to meet the demands of its users. Each time the question emerged that asked, what else can we do with the internet? The capabilities were pushed a little farther. That question is still being asked to this day in countless ways. If we can use smartphones to have robots clean our floors, why not teach a car to drive us to our destination? If we can listen to the Beatles while looking at photos of adorable cats, then why not code software that can allow us to create our own music and draw our own pictures of adorable cats? But for most individuals, the internet is the source of their greatest tool yet. Global communication. Scientists can present data and results for people to see almost instantaneously. Shipping industries can post details about the goods they are carrying for their customers to view. Filmmakers can attract audiences by making films for video sharing sites such as YouTube and Vimeo. With all of these great things global communication can provide, there is a great desire to continue expanding communication through the internet. However, with all the benefits that come with this communication, one issue remains. How far should it go? Global communication via internet has been readily available to the everyday common folk in the form of messenger boards, emails, threads, comment sections, and perhaps most famously, social media. Now, people using social media to meet and learn about each other isn't a bad thing. If anything, it should be encouraged. But what is a bad thing is when people who share similar opinions find each other and band together in tight-knit groups that begin lashing out against anyone who expresses a different point of view, or in some cases, resort to bullying those who critique their view. Finding a group of similar-minded individuals who give you a sense of belonging is not only fine, but can also be mentally healthy. But the line needs to be drawn when people are getting harassed and sometimes even having their profiles removed to prevent them from speaking out. In many regards, social media is a double-edged sword, and that it's capable of bringing people together, but is also a way to separate them into collective hive minds. This is the reality we see today, the dawning age of modern tribalism. This trended behavior is a result of individuals feeling empowered to be bolder when voicing their opinion online. The reason for this is that social media sites provide a layer of protection and provide anonymity, as they often don't require people to show their faces or reveal themselves as people. Further, important communication cues, such as tone, facial expressions, and body language, aren't existent. Thus, due to the lack of cues, people are given little to no consequence for their actions online. They can lie, exaggerate, and boast themselves up as something they aren't. Plus, due to the internet's anomalous nature, it is incredibly difficult to fact check. Through this anonymity, people looking for or stumble upon others who share their views can sympathize with each other without knowing about each other more intimately. They begin to envision both themselves and others as just labels with no regard for hobbies, interests, or anything that would define one's personality. Thus, they unintentionally train themselves to view anyone who voices a different opinion through a very two-dimensional lens. Instead, when someone opposes their viewpoints, all they see is a threat to their hive mind and a threat to what they believe to be best. For example, liberals and conservatives have differing opinions on how taxes should be spent. Liberals believe that the government should care for its people with programs such as healthcare, education, and other social programs. Conservatives believe that taxes should be spent on national defense and keeping the country safe, and advocate privatization of many social programs that liberals would like the federal government to provide. But when both sides are in their social media bubbles, they can't see or hear any validity of a point of view that's different from their own. Usually the liberal will hear, "I refuse to help those less fortunate than I." And the conservative will hear, "I want people to live entirely off the government." And it turns into a never-ending back-and-forth argument, with both sides trying to one-up each other. Rather than finding compromise, both sides attack each other on social media and accomplish nothing. They often resort to name-calling and sometimes even threats. Both often use plentiful amounts of facts and statistics, but they often come from questionable sources, and due to the possibility of evidence being edited, it's easy to spread misinformation and even harder to disprove it. Similar behavior can be seen across dozens of social media groups with no resolution being made. True, this is partially the fault of sites that recommend people and groups based on a person's search history and what they have posted. When you join a group or like a post, the site will begin to send you more posts, ads, and propaganda in an effort to reinforce your commitment to that mindset. While this is manipulative, it is not mind control. And it is still the choice of the individual to join a group and engage in its behavior. When people lose themselves to hive minds, diversity of thought, individuality, and critical thinking are all pushed to the side. In their place is the expectation that the group will think alike, adopt the same doctrine, stand against certain principles, and work in unison for that particular tribe's goals. The result is the sacrifice of benefits that come from diversity. People sacrifice the strengths that result from having their beliefs and views challenged. Instead of seeing different viewpoints as opportunities to learn and grow, people see them as outsiders who threaten everything they hold dear, and they become fearful and defensive. They are determined to maintain their tribe's identity. Too many people who participate in social media act rash and spout arrogance as a badge. It's often difficult to fathom any voice of reason that could bring them to their senses and not get lost in all the noise. While bias and ignorance will never truly go away, there are some ways to combat tribalism. You see, these groups often argue that their side has been in the dark for too long, and now it's the world's turn to shut up and listen. The solution is to never shut up, but always listen. Just don't listen unquestioningly like they expect you to. Listen with acknowledgement, doubt, and question, and then ask them to politely to do the same. You shouldn't be forced to accept ideas you don't agree with, but you should respect the right of ideas that are different from your own. Be willing to form sophisticated debates with someone. Insist on not engaging in back and forth spouting of buzzwords. Share your opinions politely. Don't force them onto others. Soften tension with humor if the need arises. But above all else, don't allow yourself to be funneled through social media and then give a label for yourself. Be more than a label. Be an individual. Be unique. Be yourself. And encourage others to do the same. Thank you.